I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rangers end up winning another series. They lost yesterday to the White Sox, but this is their fifth straight series win. The offensive explosion, scoring 24 runs in the first two games of this White Sox series here in Arlington, and that was the call on your home of Ranger Baseball. 105-3 the fan. Shin-Soo, 42 straight games getting on base, and you were out here Friday to experience the first win of the series and what sounds like lifetime memories.
Yeah, lifetime memories out here. So,
until you hear this, this is awesome.
Took the kiddos to the game on Friday with, my dad was there too. And, you know, he's...
Took his boys 8-5 because it was Beatles night,
yeah,
Roy.
Yeah, Beatles night.
These young kids under 10 obsessed with the Beatles. How awesome is that?
Yeah, so...
Wow, skipped an entire generation for me. They were wasted on me, the Beatles.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Look, I'm not a huge Beatles fan either. In fact, they really do nothing for me. But, you know, my kids love them for whatever reason. Well, you know, they were excited to go to this game, and we get to the ballpark, got there really, really early. I'm talking like 4:30.
Why?
All right. There was a concert before the game.
Oh.
Okay. So we get in. And
Elena, can you throw out some Beatles music here when you get a chance?
Yes, absolutely.
Back in the studio?
Yes, give us some, you know, generic three-chord Beatles songs that are 2 minutes and 33 seconds. they keep repeating the same words over. They're like the Imagine Dragons of the 60s.
DMP is...
Repeating the same words over and over again.
DMP is not a great music engineer out here.
Yeah. So anyway... we're here early.
Imagine Dragons of the 60s. More of an insult that you could throw at.
I could have said they're the Nickelback of the 60s.
But
Imagine Dragons are the Nickelback of this generation.
Okay.
So we get down in the stadium. I'm like, you know, let's go check out batting practice. And the Rangers are wrapping up their batting practice. They're at the very end. You could tell they're wrapping up. They had just, you know, Mazzara and Gallo had just hit. So now they're getting into the Delino, Tochi, you know, that part of the BP. Walk down to the very front, and I see Banny at the cage, and I wave, and he motions us onto the field.
Is this Let It Be Lane? Let me hear it. Turn it up a tiny bit. This is a great song. Right.
Yeah, well,
this is a good song.
I love this song.
This is a good song.
Okay.
So get onto the field, and because when I press pads, I can get on the field anyway. And he comes over and shakes my hand and sees my kids there, and he's like,
"Did you feel emasculated in that moment when he shook your hand in front of your kids and they see the size of his hand compared to you?"
I have a big hand. He's got a paw. He's got a bear paw. Okay, this is a claw. He brings my kids over on the field. Right at home plate, watching 5 minutes of BP, whatever it was. I got an amazing photo out of it.
That's awesome.
This was incredible for him to do that. And I was just I was stunned. My dad was like, this is amazing. I can't believe this is going on. And then my dad kept asking, you know, all kinds of questions about the because he's been here a million times, but, you know, he's got dementia, so he forgets things pretty easily. Kept asking, you know, just random stuff. So I'm hanging out with him, and Banny's just having a conversation with my kids about baseball, about life, about everything. This was just incredible. I was blown away that, you know, he would just kind of take the time to do this. And then, you know, we get down, gave the kids a tour of, like, the dugout and everything and go under the stadium. And
were they in awe?
They were just in awe. They were just in awe of everything, and they didn't really understand what was that. Like, honestly, like, at the end, you know, once they got done watching batting practice, all they wanted to do was really go back up and watch more Beatles.
Really?
Cover bands. But it was such a cool moment. It was such a cool thing for them to see. being at the game, being on the field, watching these hitters take these just man hacks, balls flying everywhere, and then just being right there at the cage. It was so awesome. And I was just – I was blown away that
man,
that happened.
Why does Banny like you so much?
I know.
Right?
We're aren't you spirit thinking, animals,
can't
man.
Figure out. Now, he didn't like him enough to bring him on the field. Just took his kid.
I was on the – I was on the – because I can get on there with the pass, but I was you know, I stayed away. I didn't want to go all the way up there.
Oh, so wait, just the boys went on the field?
No, we were all on the field because, yeah, you know, the press pass could get me on – can get us on there. But
I didn't see you standing next to the cage.
No, I wasn't standing next to the cage.
Okay. And the press pass does not get you next to the cage.
No, not necessarily. It doesn't.
Yeah. Right. But still.
Yeah, no, it was very cool. Very, very cool. I think because I'm a meathead, you know.
No, Banny's not. He's a wise man.
He's a thinker.
He is a thinker, but
he's an intellect.
Yeah,
I think that you know, we've got this.
Yeah, please explain it.
Try to.
I have, you know, I'm sure he has meathead tendencies somewhere. Okay. I mean, he is a baseball player.
Okay.
Like, I don't think he's common. Ever yelled mashed potatoes in a baseball game.
He doesn't yell it, but he thinks it's funny when RJ does.
I think he does. I think you're right.
He thinks RJ is so funny.
I think so. You know. Coaches, we're coaches. I'm a coach. He's a coach. You know, he understands. You know, it's the struggle.
Yeah.
You know, trying to get 25 guys on the same page,
yes,
or 11 yeah, kids on the same page doing things.
Well, that's awesome. Turn it up. Now that's the perfect song.
Yeah.
To play right here. I don't think I've ever heard that song.
I've never even heard of it either.
Neither have I, but it seemed perfect for to play right now.
Good job, Lane Lewis. Let me see the picture. See the picture of the boys.
Oh, this is really cool. I'll show you here.
So were they singing along to all these songs?
You know, they don't sing. They're really quiet when they sing. They kind of just go,
yeah, but they loved it?
Yeah, they loved it. They were in heaven.
Nice.
They were in heaven this whole time.
Yeah. So the Rangers off today. Oh, what a great picture. Jeff Bannister talking to the two of them. That's cool. Are they in love with any certain Ranger?
Chu, of all people.
Oh, what a bunch of little bandwagoners.
Yeah, they love Chu. I don't know.
Who's got the who's the on-base street daddy?
Yeah, they must love his catalog of work in a Rangers uniform.
Yeah, that's
but,
right.
You know, they had really cool hats this game. They got, like, the hats that say the Beatles on it. They got a little Ranger logo on the side.
Oh, wow, awesome.
Yeah, really cool stuff.
Man, Banny. He's going to hook your son up like that one day, Roy.
Hooking it up.
Little Raleigh. Why is Adrian Beltre talking about retirement? How about this on Saturday? Evan Grant had some of the quotes. If I'm going to play next year, I want it to be here. Right now, that's a big if. But if I play, I think I owe it to these fans, and I want to retire as a Ranger. How surprised are you guys? Now, he's 39 years old. He's going to have some veto, no trade possibilities as well. But is it sounding like he says, okay, I'll go somewhere for the second half of this season, but if I don't win the championship, I'm not going to sit there and play somewhere else, and I may even retire. So it sounds like his championship window, RJ, is the second half of this year, and that's it. Then it's
you're
done.
Right. Yeah, that's it. That's the window, right? That's it.
That's it. Not next year, somewhere else.
No. He's going to come back. He'll be back here, and or he'll retire, obviously.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I'm another team, that's fine. You know, you're not when you trade for a Beltre type, you're not trading for 5 years of him. You're trading for, you know, he's a rental. You know, going in, and that's why I think it's,
I argued with you about this when it came to Machado. You know, I'm not trading for Manny Machado for a second half. I'm trading for Manny Machado. It's like Kawhi Leonard. Like, I got to know that you're going to, you know, seriously consider or are going to re-sign, that we're doing this.
Right.
I'm not giving up what it's going to take to get Machado. And
well, and that's the thing. We don't know what it's going to take to get him now. You
we know it's going to take considerably more than it's going to take to get Adrian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think.
Three times the price, at least.
So, like, you know, the Cubs traded Gleyber Torres to get Aroldis Chapman, and he might win the Rookie of the Year this year. I don't know that they're going to get that for him. Do you, Roy? Do you think they're going to get a top five all time, you know, in the majors prospect? I don't know.
For Machado?
I don't know.
Well, who's got more value? Oh, see, and I said this.
That's the thing, like the closer, man.
Chapman in the moment may have more value, but everyone's going to label the better player and the higher contract with the position player, the third baseman, the shortstop. So you can say, well, the reliever's more important for us with this run, but it's Manny freaking Machado.
I know. You have to figure out what's more valuable, three outs or four at-bats.
Yeah, I don't think a top-five prospect is out of the realm of possibility, even for a one-year rental. More has been given up for less, yeah, in my opinion.
Not and a one-year rental either. It's a half-year.
Half-a-year rental. And in addition to that, you got to factor in Machado's glove there as well. I mean, we're talking about a gold glove potentially. If you want to slide him to shortstop, you could potentially do that. He's played it many times before and had a lot of success there. So
put it like this. Let's put it like this. If
I think the three times value is about right. He's worth about three times as much as Adrian. That's a hefty enough price that teams would consider saying, we'd rather pay the price for Adrian and get that over what it's going to cost for Manny. I don't even think you need to consider the two on the same plane, because you'll know pretty early on whether teams are willing to go as far as it's going to take for Manny, or they'll just say, you know what? The step down isn't worth the cost.
Yeah, but then I can put you right in the middle with Donaldson.
Well, you could. Donaldson's got to get back healthy. He just had another setback in his hamstring rehab, okay? A hamstring that has plagued him now for almost a month. He will have to be reevaluated in about 2 weeks from now to see if he can even get back onto a field. So if Adrian's healthy, he's the only other option besides Manny Machado that can come help you right away, and assuming the health is a big factor when it comes to Donaldson.
Kawhi Donaldson.
Ooh.
Not there, you know.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.